everybody. Welcome back to a special Thanksgiving episode. We'll call this a crypto rundown. It's a bonus episode for Thanksgiving week. I know a lot of you people are out there traveling and the markets are hot, so we thought we would get together and give you an extra bonus episode this week. And it sure is a special one. This will be the meme coin update on the Crypto 101 podcast. And we have some special guests joining us. As you know, I think if you've listened to this to a long time, we have our end of year show, which will be coming up next month. And those obviously in the community are very familiar with our meme coin / NFT team, Brian and Joe, and they are here today. Now, why do we want to do this? Obviously, the meme coin market is hot right now, and there's no better time to bring these guys on to see what is going on. But if you're not familiar with meme coins and everything they're doing, the first stat that I'm going to share with you guys before we get started, and then if you're not watching, we are on YouTube and we're going to have tons of graphics, tweets, and things to share. So I'll put the link below if you're interested in that. But the first stat of the day is returns since the election. Now, this is about a week, maybe like 5 day old tweet, but I think it still stands that Dogecoin is up over 128% since the election. Coinbase is number two, Tesla's number three, Bitcoin's number four for gains since the election results. And you know, you might say that's crazy. I think it's telling because the meme coin market is not slowing down. It just keeps going. And so we are bringing on our experts for you. Brian and Joe, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And this is going to be a fun episode.
Can't wait to get started, man. Meme coin mania. I'm here for it. This is what I live for.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so meme coins were at an all-time high. Meme coin searches, Google searches were at an all-time high. Brendan and I covered that on last week's crypto rundown. So it all culminates to bring you guys on, introducing you guys to the podcast network. I think obviously we have tons of new listens and obviously old OGs who remember you. But for the new listeners, could you guys give us kind of just an intro to you guys, your podcast, and obviously you're on our team for our community, and you guys have your own side of the community where you do focus on NFT and meme coins. So you guys just give us just a quick intro and tell us, you know, what you guys do, what your favorite areas of research are, and some of the success that you've had this year.
All right, I'll start. Yeah. Hey, like TiVo said, I'm Brian. We've probably, you probably heard me a little bit throughout the NFT and the meme coin world, kind of chopping it up in all these fun speculative assets. I've been in crypto for a very, very long time. For well over 10 years. So I am very familiar with like the macro markets. I love myself Bitcoin and Solana and the Ethereums of the world. Got really involved with NFTs in the 2021 range. Did very well in that sector. And something that I always enjoy is kind of like flowing where the attention is. I still always love Bitcoin, love Solana. That's the majority of my personal portfolio. But I see these other assets out here, like the NFT boom, like what's happening in meme coins. And that's what I'm attracted to. That's the area I like to gravitate towards, kind of what's buzzing on Twitter, what's buzzing in these crypto circles. We're going to talk a lot about like AI and AI agents, but really the hot time right now is meme coins. And that's really what we're concentrating on.
Hey guys, Joe here. Similar to Brian, got started in the dog days of 2021 with NFTs that really, surprisingly to me at least, it changed my life, the whole trajectory of it financially as well. I think a lot of people are here for that reason, right? And it shaved years off of my journey to, you know, financial freedom. And as the attention shifts, we've had, you know, a good shift with it, in my opinion. We do weekly calls with our private community, trade alerts on NFTs, digital assets, and meme coins. Sort of the alternate asset classes within crypto space, believe it or not. I like to think of ourselves as the Navy SEALs. Whatever new protocol, whatever new paradigm shifts comes within it, you know, we take a deep dive look into it and not just, you know, brush it aside to see if there's real opportunity there. And we've had some real good winners. It's been a lot of fun, so I can't wait to share it with you guys.
Yeah, and I know that you guys have had some awesome winners over the last, you know, month, 2 months to 3 months with this market rocketing. You know, some big names some people might know is Chill Guy, Pepe, Goat, Mudang, Bonk, etc. You know, you guys really are, you know, in the weeds of this industry. And just to kind of tee it up, you guys do have your own podcast. The links are below. You do have your weekly rundown that you two do together that focus on the meme the meme coin area of the market. The links are below for that. And so at this point, as the producer, I'm still going to be involved in the show, but I'm going to hand it off to you, Brian, to get us started and give the people a taste of what your rundowns are like.
Yeah, appreciate it, TiVo. Yeah, like he said, we've had some great winners over the past couple months. Chill Guy has done some big volume, is one of the most popular memes out there. Joe and I just called it out probably about a week ago, and right now I think it's trading like a $500 million market cap, higher than what we called. Joe, you nailed it a couple times early on in the Pepe days with like a $70 million market cap, and then Pepe again, we dusted it off at like a $3.5 billion market cap, and now that's trading close to $8. We love our GOAT token, which is, I think, on our rundown show, Joe, what was it, like $100 million we were talking? Will this thing ever get to $1 billion? And like the next week, it was at $1 billion. Moondang, Bonk, Dog with Hat, Peanut, all kind of the big popular memes out there. But before we really dive deep into that, as always, we kind of want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the macro market. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this because you probably hear it on a lot of different shows. It's the talk of the town. But let's take a look at the Bitcoin chart right now, trading right around a $93,000 trade. And Joe, we talked about this on our rundown last week. We were knocking on the door just a few days ago of $100,000. We're like, when's this going to happen? Talk about how that's a huge psychological barrier in the market. And we really talked about it. I was even saying that we were going to probably chop between 90 to like 100 grand in. We were going to keep chopping, and that's kind of what happened. We hit that resistance of 100K, and we peeled back a little bit, but we're building up momentum as well, and I think that's going to be the biggest push, is getting over that 100K mark. Then we could be off to the races. But personally, it wouldn't surprise me if we kind of just trade in this range for a couple weeks, and it could be Christmas, it could be 2025 until we pass the 100K mark. But things look good right now. Obviously, $93,000 Bitcoin, nobody is going to be complaining about. Joe, what's your vibe on where Bitcoin is and where we're headed?
I'm super bullish. This is exactly, you know, what we expected, actually. Trump, you know, hasn't even taken office yet. So the price speculation is kind of built in. But companies can execute. You know, January, when policies get rolled out, his first cabinet appointment was just this last Tuesday. Scott Bessent, the head of the U.S. Treasury. We haven't even talked about, you know, all the appointments that he will make. So companies want to get in. They can't. They got to go through MicroStrategy, which is like a proxy right now. And they're saying they're buying, not saying, they have to be public about it. They're buying another $40 to $50 billion worth of Bitcoin next year. So I'm as bullish as you can be. I don't take this, this little shake. It's not even a shakeout. We barely moved like 5%. I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's not, no reason to be bearish by any means. Honestly, it feels like Bitcoin's on sale right now in my eyes. I was buying Bitcoin. I'm going to buy Bitcoin at 100K. I'm going to buy Bitcoin at 93K, 92K, wherever it is, because I know the long-term trajectory where we're headed is to the moon. Absolutely. We've talked about it in the past where if we got a Bitcoin reserve, or if other countries and companies and major corporations start buying into Bitcoin, which all indications may happen, we're just going to absolutely take off. With that being said, there's been some big moves in the market recently. Not in the market, I should say in the news, in the macro news here. Let me share my screen. Good old Gary Gensler. either love him or hate him. Probably most people in the crypto world hate him. We even had Trump at Bitcoin Nashville calling out. One of the first things he says is, the first order of business, I'm going to fire Gary Gensler. Well, he didn't get fired. He's resigning on January the 20th. And that really sparked a lot of interest. We saw a lot more approvals, or people file approvals for Solana ETFs. It's just a bullish time to be there, because more likely the next head of the SEC is going to be very pro-crypto. And not only did Gary Gensler leave, but the Trump team is looking to put the very first ever crypto role within the White House. And Joe, I think that is extremely important, because we've never had that before. You can tell it's absolutely on people's radar that they want to be involved in crypto. The White House and the government wants to be, you know, have their hands in it. They want to become the number one mining facility in the world. They want to have a Bitcoin reserve. And this is the first step here. Trump naming a crypto role to the White House is extremely exciting. What are your thoughts there?
I love it. I would love his rumors to be true, which is a 0% tax on crypto gains on domestic crypto. I don't know what domestic crypto is, but it sounds gravy to me. If you could, you know, get some of those tax benefits. We know people flock to Puerto Rico, Florida, just for those purposes alone. I'm excited about it. I like what Trump's doing. He created a new space division right within United States. Now he's doing a crypto role. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's certainly bullish. And not only is the United States kind of getting in the action, if you know what I mean, but whoop, trying to share my screen. I'm clicking some buttons here. But last piece of news I want to share at the beginning here, talking the macro, is it's official that China, it's legal to own Bitcoin. We had a ban here for quite some time, I think since 2021, that you couldn't mine Bitcoin, you couldn't buy Bitcoin, you couldn't sell Bitcoin, you couldn't hold Bitcoin. As ridiculous as that sounds, that's absolutely kind of what the law stated. But now you still can't buy and sell it, but it looks like it is legal to own it. So probably a lot of people in China in areas were just going around, you know, and buying it on foreign exchanges and holding Bitcoin. And, you know, the Chinese government's like, enough is enough. We're going to let you own it. So big news there. I know you've talked about it on our market update. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think everyone is looking for China and the U.S. more so to be the lead here. So once we build out the roadmap for a Bitcoin reserve, I think a lot of countries will follow. A lot of countries already hold Bitcoin as an underlying asset. But, you know, once the U.S. makes a move, I think we're just going to see ungodly price movement for Bitcoin.
I'm here for it, man. And that's kind of the macro breakdown we wanted to give everyone. You can get even more info on the Crypto 101 podcast, our podcast, talking about the macro markets all the time. But let's get into the meat of it, my man. Let's talk a little bit about meme coins and what you're cooking up over there.
Yeah, I think I want to give some context to new people joining us, because memes is not something new, right? It's been around for a long time in the form of GameStop, I would like to even say in the Web2 world. It's just here in the Web3 world, it's a lot faster. And it's not something that's new, and even in traditional finance. I'm going to share my screen really quickly. We brought this guest actually onto our podcast, believe it or not. We brought in Van Echt, who is, you know, most famous for running a lot of funds. They actually launched a meme coin index tracking the top meme coins about a year ago. What's, I wouldn't say surprising about this, is that in comparison to Bitcoin, memes have really outperformed. And this was when memes were at a $50 billion market cap. If we're going to look at memes now, currently, memes are currently at a $120 billion market cap, close to a 3x of when Van Eck, you know, ran that index fund and ran that data. So memes are in no way, shape, or form a small, just kind of like footnote in the world of crypto. It's actually in the last, I know, TiVo said since the election, there's been major movements. But let's take a look at the top gainers in the last 11 out of 15 in the last 60 days are meme coins. We're talking, you know, meme coins that not a lot of people have heard about. So this has been going around, but people really don't know much about the meme world, you know, and they need someone to help navigate. Because believe it or not, like Van Eck wrote in the article there, that there are majors in the top meme coins versus, you know, waiting in the, I wouldn't say the swamps. There's a lot to fish through. But there's major gains to be had. And we talked about Pepe a little bit here when we made that call. We made that call a year and a half ago, before meme coins even took off. So Pepe, we made a call at 70 million. It's at 9 billion. That's close to like it's a lot of multiples. Let's put it that way. And why is that, right? And on that list, I'm not going to talk about it now. On that list where you saw the top 60 coins and 11 of them, the top 60 movers and 11 of them are meme coins. There's a Pepe of the Solana world. There's a Doge of the Solana world. There's a Doge of the Base world. There's a Doge of the Bitcoin world. People don't even know that there's meme coins on Bitcoin. People don't even know that there's meme coins like reaching billion-dollar market caps on the L2s of the world, which is Ethereum. So it's not something new, but it's new to a lot of people.
Yeah, you nailed it, Joe. There's just a lot of different sectors in this meme coin world. We've kind of broken out of it's just not being Dogecoin like how it's been for so long. And SHIB always came, was always trailing Doge, and then Pepe came along. Now we have different sectors within these meme coins, and it's really, really exciting. We have the top dog coin, the top cat coin, the top community coin, top cult coin, and then just overall the top trending coins. You can catch some coins within a 24-hour period. that are absolutely trending. And one I want to call out is Chill Guy. And we're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show, but Chill Guy was just a TikTok meme. And that was, that TikTok world didn't really kind of play in the crypto game as much as everyone hoped, that were like kind of the guys in the trenches, crypto degens out there. TikTok never really fully jumped in. But this Chill Guy meme that we're going to talk about in a past call of ours was getting shared, a viral moment all across TikTok, and really made everyone excited. Of course, the token was created, and it pumped to, I think it's sitting at like a $500 million market cap. But where I'm going with that is meme coins have evolved now to a, it's its own sector within cryptocurrency. Even if you go to CoinMarketCap, there's a memes tab. Then a couple rows down, there's an AI memes tab, because AI is an actual category within memes. So there's no denying that attention is there, liquidity is there, and it's a lot of fun. It really reminds me of what it was like in the 2021 early days of NFTs.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Yeah, we would like to say that NFTs have really evolved into memes. You know, the culture, the community is still there, but just in the form of more liquidity, which people like and love. And on the reverse side of that, we're seeing a lot of memes absolutely crush you with NFTs. We're talking about people buying $50,000 NFTs because they made so much money off the memes, you know? So we're definitely seeing that effect. One thing I wanted to point out to people is that memes right now, they seem kind of like just a shot in the dark, right? But I highlighted these because there's a unique story behind each one of these top ones. Doge, I could talk 10 minutes about Doge. And I actually did that with our private community and made a call before they did a 10X. Shiba Inu, Pepe, like, you know, people don't know about the story of Pepe and what it means in the world of NFTs. It's actually the first NFT minted on Bitcoin, believe it or not. But it's a Ethereum meme coin. But there's a whole history behind that. Ryan, you're infamously known for dog with hat, and I never got it until I said it like 1,000 times, and I was like, oh, it's a dog with a hat. I get it. And like, you just have to get it, right? And once you get it, then, you know, you can make some life-changing games. But like Bonk, right? Bonk, it launched during the deepest, darkest days of FTX. It was given for free to the community, and people are ecstatic over Bonk. That was, if I want to give some alpha to everyone, that is the Doge of the Solana world, and absolutely crush this last cycle, beating Bitcoin, crushing Bitcoin. And there's reasons that Van Eck has put these on the top meme index. But like you saw on this list that I showcased, there's a lot more that we mentioned, right? There's Pepes of the Solana world. There's AI meme coins on here. There's different what we call PvP, PvE. Those terminology, if you're not familiar with it, is just categories where you can succeed more so than the other if that meme coin has a good thesis behind it, right? And we could dive deep into that. So there's a lot going on for memes, and I'm super excited about, you know, what's happening, and then everyone's kind of understanding that, hey, memes aren't just like here to gamble. It's actually here for communities. Actually, some of them, believe it or not, have utility and even have their own blockchain.
Yeah, that's a great call. And I love when you show that list of the 11 of the top 15 in the last 60 days. But that list is about 10 to 14 days old. And within those 2 weeks, we've had some major runners. We had Goat hit $1 billion market cap. We had Peanut hit $1 billion market cap. We have Chill Guy knocking on the door of $1 billion market cap. And that's just off the top of my head. So I would be very interested to just kind of see the action. But we know that all the attention right now is solely in this meme coin market. And you know what? I'm having a lot of fun. But I just want to remind everybody that meme coins, you could do very well. You could honestly get rich investing in meme coins. That is, there's a path there where people can get rich, but you can also get wrecked. You can also lose all your money. So when you're investing in these meme coins, my personal investment thesis is always kind of, you know, take 5, 10% of kind of my entire portfolio, try to catch some winners, you know, do well. And then I usually rotate back into my macros, into my Bitcoins, into my Solanas, and just continue to grow those bags. But meme coins are moving. And there's even ones, I think Pump.Fun, and Joe's going to talk about this in a moment here. Pump.Fun is one of the leading platforms out there where you can create a Solana meme coin. And Joe, they're making 50 to 70,000 coins a day. And when I hear that, I'm like, that feels oversaturated. And most of those don't ever really hit the actual trading market. You have to go through Pump.Fun. And we don't really play in those streets that often. But still amazing that 50 to 70,000 coins are being made a day. And I think Pump.Fun is just making money hand over fist the last time I checked.
Yeah, if you don't know what to do, you're drowned in the ocean of meme coins. I'm on sites where I see meme coins popping up literally every second. It's crazy to see. But it's also good, right? Memes come out in the world every second, right? But you don't get to monetize that. But here, you do get to capture that attention and be rewarded, because people create memes that go viral. They get nothing out of it. And in the world of NFTs, a lot of memes sold for millions of dollars. But here, you know, you could, you know, utilize that and parlay that into building an actual product or a company, which is actually pretty cool.
I'll jump in. Building it, something to note, first off, when we're talking about what to do with your personal investments, I know we always like to say never personal financial advice, just a couple of guys talking about crypto. But to build on your point, Joe, of you know, these things becoming companies and large, and Brian, you're talking about the market cap, something that I think the average person really doesn't know, because this shocked me, was how big these market caps are getting. And like Doge, you know, the billions of dollars that it has, it's bigger than Allstate, it's bigger than Keurig Dr. Pepper, Kimberly Clark. I mean, this thing is just climbing the market cap specter. So I know that you guys are specialists in kind of finding those, you know, low cap gems that then you said, you know, I think your goal is like find something in the 100 million or lower, and then hopefully it gets to a billion. I just think the average person doesn't understand the variety of meme coins of say Pump.Fun, of, you know, what you guys are covering now, to the largest of Dogecoin, which is kind of become an institution. Maybe that's an opinion, but just kind of explaining to the people of like what Pump.Fun is versus kind of some of your quote unquote blue chip meme coins.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Joe, you take it, babe.
Yeah. Pump.Fun is a launch pad. So think of like your IDOs and ICOs of the past, right? 2016. A lot of risk, a lot of volatility, but also where you can possibly find the next Doge. So we spent a lot of time there. There's a 99.9%, I think Brian and I can attest to, is absolutely garbage. And it won't take off. I wouldn't say garbage in terms of a meme. It'll make you laugh, but is it going to be a rally behind it? Does it serve some sort of purpose? Is there a community behind it? And that's something you can really tell, actually, believe it or not. You can see active users. Of course, that might or may change with the advent of AI agents and crypto, which is something just absolutely stolen the scene in the last few weeks. So we're keeping an eye on this very tightly, because there is a AI called NeuroBoss, who is a Roman empress, who is tasking himself to create millions of bots, AI agents, to pump his own meme coin. So that's what we're dealing with here. And to understand the nuances of that, and to see what's fake or what's real, we talk about, I'm sure there's wash trading and crypto, right, TiVo? But in the world of NFTs, it's very apparent. In the world of meme coins, that's, you know, that is going to be an issue. But, you know, with every issue, there's opportunity. And that's what we're dealing with in terms of Pump.Fun versus, I'm sure it happens in some of the majors too, but in a lot of these majors, they've been time tested. Like Doge's been around for years, close to a decade, believe it or not. Same thing with bond. These things have been around for years. And you can see the top holders just like a regular crypto, and you can see if there's a large holder base within the top 10% that can move the markets. And you can, there's a lot of data and analytics that you can tell behind the scenes that we'd like to take a look at.
Yeah, well said. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of microcaps that are coming out of Pumped Off Fund every single day. And a lot of them go to zero. Most of them go to zero. But then there's the cream rises to the top. There's some memes that catch fire. They tell a good story. They have a good community behind them. And those are the ones that we're trying to identify. Now, not every one of them is always going to be a winner. Sometimes it can be very unpredictable. We're in crypto, and then we're in the most volatile aspect of crypto, talking about meme coins. But volatility is not necessarily a bad thing. Volatility, things can go down fast and things can go up just as fast. So what we're trying to do is just identify the best possible positions. And TiVo, you kind of nailed it. We are looking for coins that are in the millions of dollar market cap. I would be lying if I said I haven't bought some very microcap coins that were like in the thousands, but I'm not probably doing the best there. But usually if there's an established base, 5, 10, 15, 50 million, 100 million, and I start seeing it start to take off. Like we said, Joe, we talked about GOAT on our rundown show at $100 million market cap. And we were talking, is this going to go to a billion? Next couple of days, it went to a billion. It's because it was the first of its kind in that AI sector. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But do you want to talk a little bit about what happened at Pumped Off Fund?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to bring that up in 1 second. I just wanted to show everyone the market cap that TiVo was talking about Doge being, you know, something to be reckoned with. So Doge, $6-8 billion market cap, bigger than most of the Fortune 500 companies out there. And the reason that is because it has a lot of holders behind it in the Ethereum world, but also because Elon Musk tweets about it, right? The Doge is inevitable. The wave is coming. And he's talking about taking Doge. I'm not even talking about it. He's actually made statements about taking Doge as forms of payment in X. So utilizing it as a currency even is just one of the utilities that a meme coin can bring, and with more of that coming. And lastly, before I talk about Pump That Fund, you mentioned the meme coin market caps, TiVo. I want to touch on that a bit. So where can we go from here, right? We're at $150 billion market cap. I don't have the chart right now, but in terms of meme coin to blockchain usage, Solana is like sub 20%. I would like to say 16-17% is on meme coins. Ethereum is like around the same, like less than that, less than 10%, around 7% of Ethereum activity is on meme coins. And then Bitcoin, believe it or not, is 0.05% of Bitcoin transactions. Oh, not transactions, Bitcoin usage is, as of now, is on meme coins. So there's a lot of room to grow. And we took a look at the floor right now, meaning in terms of market cap. To get into the top 10, it's a $1 billion market cap. Right now, we had a little dip recently. But in the future, where we see this is that Dogecoin's already at $55 billion, right? Sheep's at 14, Pepe's at 7. We believe the floor of meme coins to crack top 10, you got to be at least $10 billion. What I'm trying to say is that a lot of people think that Dogecoin or Pepe or Bonk is overpriced right now at a premium. But that's like saying Bitcoin's overpriced, because in correlation to where it's at with the blockchain, it's nowhere near where it can be in the top. And we're talking about exchanges just starting to put this as an exchange, something that you can trade, like Gemini's listing meme coins. Coinbase has just listed Pepe after so many years. After it hit $9 billion market cap, it finally listed Pepe. It listed Doge for many years. So everyone, all the hedge fund investors, private equity firms, family offices, they're finally getting exposure to meme coins. And we're talking about companies holding Bitcoin as an asset. Imagine when meme coins get added to that too. It's going to be very interesting.
And Robinhood seems to have a lot more confidence right now with Gensler getting out. I think this week alone they added Pepe, they added Dog with Hat. I saw Vlad Tenoff rocking the with Hat vibe yesterday when that went live. And then something that we've talked on our show is the Department of Government Efficiency is absolutely a troll that Elon's doing based off of the word Doge. But is actually a real thing that is going to be scrutinized by both sides in the political sphere, and is in the news cycle from now until it ends. I think that'll be in the news cycle for at least a year, if not two, until midterms of the next election cycle. So the word Doge will be being heard by everybody from 85. If you're alive and you have a TV, you're going to be hearing the word Doge, whether you're a crypto degen or just your average person who doesn't even know what a meme coin is. The word Doge will be something that might be a top 10 word used maybe in the political sphere over the the next couple of years. So I think for that reason alone, it's an interesting thing to be watching this area of meme coins.
Yeah, and you even have Vivek and Elon that's going to do the Doge podcast. I think that's going to be like a weekly podcast. And yeah, you're right. It's going to be thrown around as a normal term, and we have just Elon just bullposting Doge left and right in any way he can get a meme out there. You got to love that guy. And before you jump into the PubNub fun stuff, Joe, I want to call something out. I've told this story a couple of times, my personal experience with onboarding kind of like retail or just my friends, normal guys that, no, I work in the crypto industry, but I've been telling them for years, you need to buy Bitcoin, you need to buy Solana, you need to buy Ethereum, all the majors and down. I've been telling them for years. And just recently, and when I say recently, in the springtime, March, I was telling good friends of mine, I was like, you got to buy Solana. It was at like $40. I was like, and I'm telling them all about it. We're playing golf. I'm like, it's a layer one, faster transactions, better speed. It's yada, yada, yada. I could see the glaze go over these guys' eyes. Like they're like a layer one. They didn't even want to talk to me anymore. Fast forward sometime in the summer, same guys I'm with, meme coins start catching some heat. And all they could do was ask me about meme coins, how they get into meme coins. So it seems like almost like people that aren't in this crypto world, or even a lot of our viewers who just like, they understand a lot of the crypto aspects we deal with every day. Then there's this other sector of just retail that just relates really well with meme coins. They understand when they see the Doge dog and Elon talking about it, and they're like, how do I get exposure to that? They don't care about price. They don't care about market caps. They just see that one of the most influential people in the world, the richest guy in the world, is talking about Doge, and there's a meme coin behind it. So I think there's just really, that's where a lot of this opportunity is coming from, is that normies, retail investors are really getting more and more interested in meme coins every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I believed the 2021 NFT wave was. It was just a ton of fun, right? Because crypto, like you mentioned, people's eyes glaze over when you talk about blockchain. Nothing wrong with it because that's the underlying technology. But meme coins is just another iteration of NFTs where it's just a ton of fun, right? You just have fun with it. You don't really necessarily have to push it on people, but you can represent the community that you like, love, and enjoy. You don't have to even buy it for speculative purposes, although that's what a lot of people do. It's just a lot of fun to, share memes. I think that a lot of people like sharing memes. And just to touch on the Pump.Fun news that just happened recently, nothing crazy. Pump.Fun, it moved so fast, they made so much money that they enabled live streams. And what happened was that there's a lot of people going on there looking to get rich, right? So they're streaming things that they shouldn't be streaming. And it caught like some negativity. So immediately what happened was that Pump.Fun was like, hey, let's put an X on this. Let's close down the live streams until we could get a handle on it. But it's just showing how fast the space moves because, the people were entertained enough to want to watch these live streams about a meme coin that just launched.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a great time to be in the industry, and we're coming up on the holidays. You know how that is. All the friends and family get together, and they're going to be asking you about the top cryptos, and I'm sure they're going to be talking a little bit about meme coins too.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, there's so much intricacy that's happening with the AIs and how, there's AIs with millions of dollars worth of meme coins, and there's just so much that we could get into that we can't really do on this rundown. But we get onto it on a weekly basis and break it down with community, and it's just going to go into, I wouldn't say it's going to, it might bleed in different sectors of crypto overall, and it's just super, like you said, super exciting time, just like it was NFTs in 2021. Meme coins are not just a flash in the pan. It's super exciting to see just kind of everyone paying attention to it right now.
Absolutely. And, there's been a lot of talk out there with a lot of these coins. There's different chains. Like Joe said, there's the Bitcoin chain, there's Ethereum, there's Base, there's Solana. And the majority of these meme coins are really being traded on Ethereum, on Solana. And Pump.Fun is a, like we said, an incubator for these Solana meme coins. And they've had quite a bit of backlash recently, if you've seen in the news, because they have a live streaming option, which is really, really interesting out there because you could live stream yourself doing whatever you want or have different people on it. And there was a lot of backlash here because Pump.Fun had this live stream and we had some really radical people doing a lot of radical things. I don't want to harp on this too much because it was getting ridiculous out there, kind of giving a black eye out there for a lot of the pumped off fun coins and a lot of the meme coins out there. But they just recently took that down. So that live streaming option is no longer available with pumped up fun, which I think is better for the product overall. But I kind of was like thinking about that, Joe, and it was on Polymarket. And Polymarket's one of the leading prediction websites. You can like bet on like pretty much anything. You bet if like Taylor Swift's gonna be married in 2025. But Polymarket actually had, will pumped up fun be shut down in the United States by 2025? And it was a 97% chance it might be. Kind of got my wheels turning. I'd like to kind of kick this over to you and TiVo. If pumped up fun got like removed, and I'm not saying it is, do you think the overall meme coin market's going to crash? Or do you think the OG memes that have survived are going to run? Curious on your thoughts.
I wouldn't say it's better. Competition is always great. But meme coins were launching well before Pump Fun just made it a lot simpler, that's all, and provided like more gaming mechanics to it. But you know, like the memes that we talked about in the past, they all launched without that easy platform. So I'm not worried about it at all. And more I wouldn't say concerning, but more interesting to maybe our listeners is AI platforms like virtuals, DAOs. There's hedge fund AI agents out there that runs a hedge fund. You could invest in this hedge fund. They invest in the meme coins, and then there's a set expiration date where they'll take the fund and disperse it. And there's funds that's managing millions of dollars through AI agents. And what I'm trying to say is that there's AI agent launch pads that either transact with meme coins and or crypto. That's more. That's might be even crazier than pumped up fund. So I'm not worried about pumped up fund at all.
I think that overall it's probably a good thing that the live stream is down. Some of that stuff was getting wild. If you want, I guess it's an interesting debate. It's like, do you want the space to be taken seriously, or is it already seriously being taken while it's also whether it's a joke or for the culture or a movement? Like, you can't say it's not being taken seriously with the market caps that we talked about earlier, and then pump.fun is just kind of a one-off. But I think for the meme coin space, I don't think it really matters for the crypto at large space. And the way we're moving forward, I think that it's probably overall a negative just because that type of press is pretty egregious. But I don't know. You can't blame the people for trying to make a little money, I guess. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think, Brian, you said it. It's like, you know, how is that different than some other things where it's just the subscription model, whether it be an OnlyFans or, YouTube people get donations or TikTok donations. So it just kind of became that, and it was getting crazy because there weren't any rules. So maybe if you made some more rules and enforced them on your content policy, then, you know, you could bring that stuff back, or you let it be a free for all, but then that's going to run into its own rules and regulations as well. But hey, I mean, the billionaire, the OnlyFans guy's making billions, right? So, you know, maybe there's a market for that in meme coins, who knows? But overall, we don't want to see people getting hurt and doing the stuff that Pump Fun was doing on the extreme end for sure.
Yeah, I'm for one thrilled that they took that live streaming option away. And I think it'll scale back. And I do believe kind of as the meme coin segment or the sector begins to evolve and pretty much gets more sophisticated at the end of the day, the cream's going to rise to the top. A lot of these major coins that people are following, these cult-like coins, these viral moments, these fun memes will absolutely rise to the top. And one I have to talk about, because it was actually one of our most, within our private community, Joe, it was one of our most recent cusp calls. And we had some peel back. I mean, these things can be volatile. When we gave a call out, I think it was like $300, $350 million market cap. It wasn't a small market cap by any means, but we saw really opportunity because the chill guy, it's the meme coin, absolutely showing up everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing chill guy and people using it in the memes, especially in the TikTok world. So for everybody taking a look and watching this on video, that's chill guy right there. It pumped another 50%, well over $500 million. So hats off to everybody in our community that jumped on that trade. There's going to be more opportunity. I think there's a possibility that this goes even north, not financial advice, like TiVo says, this is educational purposes only, but it can get very interesting when a lot of people surround themselves behind a very viral meme. Things start to run. And one guy who I found this out just recently, or just cruising the internet last night, what was it, like 12 hours ago, somebody, a ninja who is well known in the gaming world, tweeted out, "I'm just a chill guy that likes to get low taper fades. Ninja has a low taper fade that has blue hair." And then good old Mr. Beast said, "Biggest meme of our lifetime." And I had to share that because that's crazy. That's big stuff. Mr. Beast has a huge following, and they're talking about a meme coin, a meme at the end of the day. And that's what we're trying to kind of capture at the end of the day, are these viral meme moments that you can also invest in by buying their token.
Yep, absolutely. I have a lot of fun with it, guys.
Yeah, and there's been, and I think a lot of the reason Chill Guy's been running is it was just got to announce that it's going to be listed on Bybit. I think that's today. And then there's rumors that a spot listing for Binance may happen. And kind of a little alpha for everybody that's not our subscriber. We talked about this in depth last week, where that was kind of the play on this coin, was catching these tier one listings. You want to catch a tier one listing, and you need tons of volume. And I think they were doing like $300 million of volume a day. And at the end of the day, Coinbase, Gemini, Binance, whoever it is, what they really care about, I know they care about the industry, but they love trading fees. They like to make money. We all do. The exchanges do, people investing in it. When you have $300 million of volume in a day, they're definitely going to start taking a look at those memes. And that's exactly what happened with Chill Guy. One thing I want to kick over to both of you is, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, but we got the holidays coming up, boys. We got Grandma sitting at the end of the table asking you if she should buy Chill Guy. What type of she maybe is talking about GOAT, and for anybody that's interested, there's a whole other sector in meme coins for AI and AI meme coins, and GOAT's one of the leaders out there. But what are you thinking here? What are we going to talk about with our family over Thanksgiving? Are you going to be giving meme coin recommendations?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be flexing certain meme coins that I like and love. If the conversation comes up, I'm actually printing out, well, this is not a call to buy this, $1 billion cat glasses for myself, because my friend has a 3D printer. I'm like, who has a 3D printer that I can print out? And some of these meme coins have, you know, really cool merch, I would say. So if it's something that you like, love, and enjoy, that just naturally you want to talk about, and to me, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's more of how do you approach the conversation, because it is going to come up this year, and over the last, definitely 2 years ago, it was if people knew you were in the space, they probably were ragging on you. And then this year, 2 years later, they're probably asking you what to buy, especially when maybe you told them a year ago or whatever to buy, you know, good time to buy Bitcoin or Solana, etc. Now, you know, they're going to know what to buy now when we're kind of at all-time highs and the market's pretty hot, which, you know, again, never personal financial advice for anybody. So make sure you tell them that at the dinner table as well. But yeah, I don't know. For meme coins, I think if people are new to the space, for me, I wouldn't maybe recommend diving into that first. I would send them to this podcast or to your podcast to educate before they go making those decisions. But it definitely got to the point where even my mom this weekend asked how to buy Bitcoin. So we're definitely at that point where people are starting to kind of come out of the woodwork. So, I think it's not necessarily what do you want to talk about. If you want to, you know, parade around your wins, it's how to approach it as something you guys are passionate about and really, you know, it's your work. So, you know, I'd ask you guys, you know, how would you approach it if you were at kind of, you know, a dinner table and maybe there's a question to you guys of what people should do?
I've been preparing myself for this for a couple weeks now. I'm not going to lie, everybody.
It's ready for the victory lap. This is great.
Man, I've taken some lumps. I didn't even leave my room. I made them serve me Thanksgiving last year in my room because we were in a bear market. I didn't want to talk about it. No. It's my advice to a lot of people that are getting, you know, again, not financial advice, and this is my close family, so you know, we're going to talk about my work and everything that we do, and I've already pointed them in the direction of Crypto 101, and obviously they listen to our show. But I always harp on kind of going with the safest assets out there, you know, Bitcoin, Solana, the macros feel like they are ready to take off. You know, Bitcoin's going to find even more price discovery over $100,000. But I do have friends, like we were talking about earlier in the show, I have close friends that they don't want to talk about like Solana being a layer one, or they're not really interested. They're like really interested in like unit bias and how they can buy like 2 million bonk coins and how that happens. So again, my advice will always be, you know, you invest in the macros, you stay close to what's easy to track, what the institutions are buying, what countries and people are buying. But hey, if they want to have some fun with meme coins, I'm definitely the guy to talk to, because there's some real opportunity in that world as well. But you just need to be ready for the ups and downs. Volatility, again, is not a bad thing. Volatility down, I mean, it makes people feel uneasy, but sometimes that's a buying opportunity. But things can be just as volatile going up, and you can catch some huge wins. But just want everyone to really like realize how volatile meme coins can be, but they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing as Brian. Me, I would lean towards more the top major meme coins, like the ones that we mentioned has a $1 billion market cap and above, because I honestly believe that they will move up to a $10 billion floor for meme coins. If there is a meme coin super cycle that money is calling for, we might see a billionaire coming out of a meme coin, believe it or not. It sounds crazy, but you know, it may happen. So there's a lot of safe meme coins, believe it or not, that I believe in. There's meme coins that I've staked for over a year. I can't even get my meme coin out for a year. So I have strong belief in some of the top meme coins that has actually DeFi and utility built behind it. So I would navigate, I would steer people who don't know anything about meme coins, if they're friends and family, towards the safest ones versus, you know, some of the ones that are out of pumped out fun.
Here's a question. I'm curious. I understand your mom's, TiVo, your mom's asking you how to buy Bitcoin. I know you're going to put it in the right direction. You're going to hook her up with some generational wealth. But do you have any meme coins floating around in your wallet? You're a macro guy, but do you have any meme coins floating around in there? Because so, I think you do.
100%. I was in pretty early. So last week, I guess, you know, following your guys' call, I was a chill guy. Same thing, because I'm the internet guy of the team, and everybody on this, you know, network, Crypto 101, kind of knows that I'm always bringing the sentiment of the internet to the show. And I saw that thing all over the place. And then actually, to tie it back to you, Brian, I was like, well, you know, Brian showed me how to easily buy these on Moonshot. And so if you're interested, I'll actually link that. I'm going to link the Moonshot tutorial in the description, because that is truly the easiest way to buy some of these Solana meme coins. And so you could just kind of go on, filled up my wallet, bought a little bit, and just a little sprinkle. And I'm not going to sell it. I'll just hold it, see where it goes, try and ride that generational meme coin with Mr. Beast. And I did have a play. So I was buying Doge like over the last year, and my thought was kind of just around, this is the OG. And so if the crypto market's coming back and the Bitcoin's coming back and altcoins are coming back, then the meme coins are coming back, that Dogecoin is going to fly. And it would be not necessarily that, you know, 10x over a week, because it is such a large market cap, but money would flow there. So I think my cost basis was pretty low. You know, I basically kept buying it in the low teens. And then it would go up, and then it would go back down, and just kind of like slowly DCA into it. And then obviously it's had a nice rip. That was a small meme play, but, yeah, dude, I love memes. I'm the meme guy. I'm the real, not the meme coin guy. I'm like the meme guy that's always posting memes. So got to get involved somehow.
The head of vibes right here, baby. The vibes guy, bringing the looseness and the fun to it. And of course he has meme coins. I mean, you know, you're not living until you buy your first meme coin, but not financial advice, everyone.
Never.
Yeah. But if you want to take a little look, like TiVo said, there's tons of ways to kind of get in on the action there. If you have a Phantom wallet, they made it even easier. They actually just yesterday integrated with Base, so you can easily buy Base meme coins with the Phantom wallet. Phantom's the leading Solana wallet. Moonshot, like you said, TiVo, I did a tutorial on it. It can't get much easier. They'll accept Venmo, they'll accept PayPal, they'll accept credit card. You don't even need Solana to make the purchase.
I heard a rumor they were going to set up like a blood donation. You could get some dollars to donate some blood. No, just kidding.
I got some blood. Let's get the vial out. No, it's very easy. That's good and bad, but I think it's going to help bring more retail into the space. And I'm going to jump on Joe's bandwagon as well. I think some of these $1-2 billion, billion with a B, billion dollar meme coins, can very easily, I see a path where they'll be the next $10 billion meme coins. And then there'll be a lot of junk as well, just so everyone knows. There'll be a lot of junk meme coins as well that go to zero, and no one's batting 100. But, you know, it's not too bad if you go, you know, 28 for 12 and you do okay. You're going to come out, especially in the meme coin market, you're going to come out as a winner.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys jumping on with us. This is quite the long episode for us, but obviously a lot of information. I'm going to have all the links for these guys below. So if you're interested in weekly meme coin updates, you're going to head over to their YouTube and check that out. I hope everybody has had a wonderful holiday week. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.